Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My name is Rich Scherrer. Appreciate you joining me on this crystal clear but a little chilly Thursday, October 23rd. Coming up on the program this hour, we'll talk with Governor Jim Gilmore, our former leader of this Commonwealth, also a U.S. ambassador. He's been really sounding the alarm on Vladimir Putin and what the Russians' intentions are in Western Europe, Eastern Europe, and the threats to NATO. Now Donald Trump is having to face these head-on after thinking and promising during the campaign that he'd be able to stop the war in Ukraine just like that. Vladimir Putin has decided that he just doesn't want to see this thing come to an end, and the president had planned a trip to Hungary to meet with Vladimir Putin, now calls it off. Vladimir Putin now has military exercises, nuclear military exercises going on as he's trying to flex against NATO and Europe, but Donald Trump dropping some major issues. I guess, what's the best way to put it? He's going after the Russian oil industry. We'll talk about that with the governor coming up here in just a little bit. So that's on the agenda. And again, program gets done today at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock we get done today because I'll be attending the burial for President Monroe. It's wild that we're just talking about this. You know, he was there with George Washington. He was there with George Washington fighting the Revolutionary War, and now in the year 2025. Well, we're celebrating VA-250, the semi-quincentennial. His daughter's being brought home. It's a beautiful story. We'll tell you about that coming up this hour of Richmond's Morning News. But let's get to the top five things going on right now around Richmond, things that people are going to be talking about and what you need to know.
And now, five things you need to know. Number one.
Virginia's elections are some of the most important in the country this year, and I am proud to endorse Abigail Spanberger for governor. Republican policies are raising costs on working families so billionaires can get massive tax cuts. As governor, Abigail will stand up for Virginia families. She'll work to build an economy that works for everyone, not just big corporations and the wealthy. But it won't happen without you. Every vote counts. So turn out and vote for Abigail Spanberger for governor on November 4th.
Barack Obama's getting involved in the Virginia gubernatorial race. He's endorsed Abigail Spanberger. Ads are hitting the airwaves and across the internet. He'll also be here November 1st to campaign for Abigail Spanberger just a few days before the election. Donald Trump has said nice things about Winston Merle Sears, but he hasn't endorsed her. In fact, when he said something nice about her on Air Force One, a lot of Republicans, oh, look, he's endorsing her. Nope. He didn't even say her name out loud. He hasn't recognized her, hasn't said her name, said, yeah, absolutely vote for her, but hasn't come out with an endorsement yet. We'll see, with just less than 2 weeks to go, whether the president of the United States will put his endorsement on the Republican ticket. He'll mention Jason Meares by name, but he hasn't said anything about Winston Merle Sears. He's endorsed Meares, but not Sears. Would Donald Trump help bring this gap even closer between the hard-charging Winston Wardle Sears and Abigail Spanberger, who's trying to finish ahead of the finish line with Jay Jones, and the controversy of the Attorney General hanging around the Democratic ticket just coming out last night? New Kent County has appointed a special investigator to look into the speeding ticket that Jones received and the community service he did for his own political action committee. So Jay Jones continues to drag down the Democratic ticket. Can they run out the clock and finish off this race, or will it continue to hemorrhage with Jay Jones hanging around the neck of Abigail Spanberger on that ticket? Time will tell.
Number two.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has elected to keep the House out of session during the shutdown and says he'll bring lawmakers back when Democrats reopen the government. Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne tells Fox News it's up to the Speaker on bringing the House back, but the Texas Republican is concerned the messaging might get old.
It is frustrating for those of us who do have introduced bills that want them to be passed and want them to move forward. And so, I think the Speaker absolutely understands that.
Democrats say they want Republicans to negotiate health care provisions before they agree to supporting a measure to end the shutdown. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right, day number 23 is coming, and day 24, 5, 6, 7. How long will this go? There is no end in sight. People being frustrated across the board. On the Republican side, listen. Open up the government and we'll give you an opportunity to sit down and we'll negotiate on extending the Obama tax credits that were emergency tax credits that we had during COVID. The Democrats say, nope, you're not getting the government reopened until we work out a deal for these Obama tax credits, Obamacare tax credits for the American, the ACA. So which side's going to give in first? I don't know. The troops are getting paid for now. But now you're seeing SNAP benefits being threatened from states across the country. When will the pain be so much that Congress has to relent and get back to work? We'll see. Day 23 will happen. We'll see what happens on day 24, 25, 26, and so on and so on and so on.
Number three.
Russia's so-called nuclear triad has been put through its paces. Land, sea, and air-based nuclear-capable missiles have all been test-launched. The Kremlin tells us the drills were designed to hone the skills of nuclear command structures. President Vladimir Putin is pictured at the heart of things, monitoring events from a large white table with his defense minister and chief of military staff on video link. And while this follows the White House abandoning plans for Presidents Trump and Putin to meet and talk potential peace in Ukraine, Moscow insists these exercises were scheduled long ago. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, I've told you this since day one. Do you remember what Russian military doctrine is? You escalate to de-escalate. You escalate, you threaten, you hit harder and harder and harder in order to get your opponent to give in, to capitulate, to quit. So right now, Donald Trump is dropping sanctions on Russian oil, which is really the lifeblood of their economy. No oil, no economy. Donald Trump's going to go hard after their Russian oil industry. He's already convincing India to stop buying Russian oil. He's actually now going to sanction Russian oil companies. If he does that, will it cripple the Russian economy that's teetering right now? So in response to that, Vladimir Putin, yes, maybe they've had these nuclear exercises scheduled for a long time. Doesn't mean they had to finish them off. But Vladimir Putin right now, as Donald Trump says, I'm not going to come visit with you if you're just going to walk around and say something and do something else. So in response, Putin's standing there with his nuclear arsenal because that's the one Trump card that he has. This thing is getting uglier and uglier, hotter and hotter. Will cooler heads prevail? Can the Trump administration convince Russia to end this war? Will Ukraine stand there side by side with the U.S. and try to find a way to save their nation? We're going to talk about all of that with Governor Jim Gilmore coming up at 8:35 today.
Number four.
Elisa Monroe Hay died in France in 1840 at the age of 53, unbeknownst to many of her friends and family. She was desperately trying to find a way back to the U.S. Two letters written by Hay in the College of William and Mary's archives revealed her tragic fate nearly 200 years later. Hay's tomb fell into such disrepair over the years that French officials notified the James Monroe Museum that they'd soon have to exhume the remains. That got the process of repatriating her remains moving. Hay will be laid to rest later today. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Wow, beautiful story honoring the fifth president of the United States. I'll be going over there again. That's why the show gets done a little bit early today. Sorry, but I made the commitment to go to the ceremonies and to Mass, and it's going to be a beautiful day at Hollywood Cemetery as we honor one of the first presidents of the United States, President number 5, today over at Hollywood Cemetery with his little girl coming home to be buried next to him.
Number 5. Grilled cheese.
What?
Grill me a cheese.
I'm not grilling you a cheese.
Oh, come on. Make me a grilled cheese sandwich, please. How many people have ever said that? Is there anything better than a great grilled cheese sandwich? We asked about it. What's the best sandwich ever? What's your go-to sandwich? Mine? Oh, there's a great grilled cheese. I'll go. You want to add a little bacon to it? It's always better. You want to add some ham to it? That's even better. But just that classic grilled cheese that you make with that Teflon-coated pan in your house, 61% of Americans said that a grilled cheese sandwich is their favorite all-time sandwich, but 75% said, I really don't know how to make it. How hard is it to make a grilled cheese sandwich?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I love a good grilled cheese sandwich. Yes, Jeremy.
Well, listen, you know, there's the phenomenon known as sensory-specific satiety. That's where sandwiches often seem to taste better if someone else makes them. So I guess, you say you're good. anyone, as long as they're not making the sandwich.
Themselves?
Then it's a good sandwich.
Maybe that's why I go out to dinner and my family doesn't cook. Oh, maybe that's why, just because their food tastes bad. You know what that reminds me of? That scene in Superbad where Seth's in home ec and he goes, "Here I am eating this food I made myself that doesn't taste very good." You remember that part? And Evan makes like the perfect dessert.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe if somebody else makes the food, it tastes better.
It's always that way. I can't tell you how many times I make a sandwich and I'll take a picture of it and it looks like it's right out of a restaurant, but my mind doesn't think it tastes like it's out of, but if someone else made it, they would.
Meanwhile, you run to Jimmy John's, you're like, that's the greatest sandwich in the whole wide world.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but it's not as good as peanut butter, jelly, cheese, and mustard. Remember, like I said, my dad had to make it because it would make my mom gag. But like I said, I've gotten over myself, and that was early elementary school, I promise.
All right, forget it. Let's just go to Ucrop's to get fried chicken later today.
Here, here.
All right, that's it for the top 5 things people are going to be talking about. What is the best sandwich in Richmond, Virginia? Oh, thank you very much. I've got lots and lots of responses. I have lots of sandwiches to go taste. Coming up, we'll talk with Governor Jim Gilmore. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on with Russia. Can Donald Trump bring Vladimir Putin to the negotiation table? Is this going anywhere? Is it getting worse? We'll get his thoughts coming up at 8:35 here on Richmond's Morning News on News Radio WRVA. All right. Right now, the president has so much going on. They're renovating the White House, putting in that big ballroom. You've got a government shutdown. You've got Middle East negotiations. And then you've got Russia to deal with. So what's going on with Russia? We'll get the latest. Governor Jim Gilmore joins us in just a matter of moments right here on News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.